From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Troops are on the move in Africa. Burkina Faso army troops are heading toward the capital, Ouagadougou, hoping to disarm the presidential guard faction that seized power in a coup last week. A military spokesman says the army has called on the rogue force to surrender and move to an army base near Nation Square, a public gathering place in the capital. A spokesman for the presidential guard says a response will be coming soon. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said Monday significant progress has been made in the UN's long-running probe into allegations Iran worked to develop nuclear weapons. Yukiya Amano said he reported to the IAEA's board about his trip to Iran that included visiting the Parchin military site that has been a key focus of the investigation. Pope Francis Monday visited the Cuban city of Holguín. It was the second stop on a tour of the island nation. It came one day after the Pope met with Fidel and Raúl Castro, the brothers who have ruled Cuba since 1959. The Pope next visits several other cities before flying Tuesday to the United States. The United States is reportedly considering abstaining from a potential UN General Assembly vote calling for an end to its long-standing trade embargo against Cuba. President Barack Obama publicly urged the U.S. Congress to lift the U.S. embargo on Cuba, but lawmakers in the Republican-led Congress have taken no steps to do that. The Associated Press, citing four unnamed administration officials who would only comment under condition of anonymity, reported Monday that the U.S. would consider abstaining from voting against a new resolution. This is